You're listening to In Tune, a BYU-Idaho radio podcast featuring LDS musicians and their music. I'm your host, David Payne. This is Lullaby by Gentry. Gentry is made up of tenors Bradley Quinn Lever, Casey Elliott, and Brad Robbins. The three met in a local musical production and decided to start a group. This is how Casey remembers it.
We were all performing in a production of Les Miserables at Hale Center Theater in West Valley down in Salt Lake. And during that production, my wife had gone to another show where she saw a male singing group.
Which shall not be named.
Which shall not be named. And she, we were sitting at the table like playing cards or something, and she's like, "You guys should start a group." And we literally like laughed out loud. We're like, "What? Like a boy band?" Which, you know, we're sort of past the boy band years, if you will. But then we just started talking about like, well, what if it was something different, and you know, what could we do? And of course, we're all theater nerds, and so initially we were thinking, well, what if we did like theater music? You know, so like Broadway songs, and then we brought Steven in. He was like the first guy we brought into the picture to like help us hone the music. And you know, just over the next probably 4-6 months, we really kind of honed what we wanted to do. And the more we worked on it, the more exciting it got.
Steven Nielsen writes and arranges most of Gentry's music, and he says he was a little hesitant to help out when he was first called.
When Casey called me, I was like, yeah, Casey, oh, that's right, I think I've accompanied you a few times. So anyway, I didn't realize that they even knew each other. I knew them all separately, and then I wasn't excited about the idea because I was like, I'm not sure if people are going to buy musical theater. I know you guys all have great voices, but I don't know how we're going to spin this, and this is like my job, so it can't be a fun passion project that makes no money. Like this has got to be worth it for me. And then, so I didn't really know how to like help them. And therefore it felt like a waste of time, even though it sounds terrible. but then when we started working together more and more, it quickly started morphing into what has now become cinematic pop. And once that like idea was brought up and the vision could be seen, I became very excited, and I've been so grateful to be a part of the process ever since.
And I will be here waiting when you wake.
Cinematic pop. It wasn't really a genre I'd heard of before meeting Gentry, but Casey says a lot of people enjoy it, and they've seen it bridge a gap between generations.
So when we called Steven, we knew he had a passion and a knack for, you know, we knew he was very talented in terms of vocal arranging and accompanying, but what we didn't know was that he had this unique ability to film score and to bring to life music in a very cinematic way with full orchestra, you know, French horn, the strings, all those elements that some of the most iconic movies of all time are infused with. And so we started to play around with this idea of, well, what if we combine these cinematic orchestral elements with a contemporary pop spin to it? And that's kind of where this idea of cinematic pop came to be. And it's been really cool because it's produced this timeless sound with a contemporary feel. And what's interesting about that is it's reflected in our demographic, because you'll see, older women and like preteens at the same concert, which is not something you'd really expect. And both are kind of getting into the music equally in their own way. And so this unique sound has found a way to kind of bridge that demographic gap, which has been pretty cool.
After writing one of their first songs called Dare, Gendry wanted to inspire the world with the song and its music video, which features an 8-year-old girl with an amputated leg.
Once that song had been written and produced, we were looking for, we knew we wanted to kind of introduce Gendry to the world with that song, right? It, because of what it stood for, because of just the sound. And, you know, I mean, Dare is kind of the epitome of what cinematic pop sounds like. From the very beginning, you realize you're not listening to, you know, just a I mean, it's not a pop group. It's not, you know, the next classical crossover group. Like, there's just something different about it. But we knew also that as interesting as a music video featuring three white guys from Utah would be, we needed a story that was a little more compelling. And so we were actually on YouTube one day and saw this video going viral at the time of this little girl dancing. She was in like a high school gymnasium, and upon watching the video a little bit further, you know, she reached down after sitting on this bench and removed a prosthetic from her leg and continued to dance. And we're like, oh man, like if an 8-year-old girl can continue to pursue her dream after losing a leg, it's like, what excuse do we have? And more importantly, like, we need to get in touch with her. We need to feature her in this music video, because she's going to, I mean, we knew how she had inspired us, but like, what's going to happen? So we did, got in touch with her, and they accepted the invitation and did it. And that video actually was featured on a lot of national news outlets like ABC, NBC Nightly, Inside Edition, just to name a few. And to this day, like, we'll still get messages about how that song and that that story visualized in the form of a music video still inspires people, which is really cool.
This is Dare by Gentry. The story behind the name is pretty simple. They formed a trio of gentlemen, so they named the group Gentry. They've written and released music, toured, and put a lot of work into this project. Brett says it can be difficult at times.
I think it's balancing everything else you got going on, because, you know, we've tried to kind of just be smart about how we transition over to doing this. And, you know, so we've got day jobs and families and church stuff and, you know, just lots of different responsibilities. So just finding that balance. I shot in my course to answer the call. I'll fight till I win, proud of the cost of my battle scars. I'll never give in, won't question.
The members of Gentry are all members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and they say faith has influenced their music.
You know, having grown up with technology, we recognize the opportunity to be a positive impact for good, because we, you know, we just have the mediums in the 21st century to do that. And as we were looking at our own kind of addressing, like, what did we want to stand for? What did we want to be branded as? You know, we realize kind of this niche and this opportunity to stand for something bigger than ourselves. You know, I mean, this is a group. I mean, none of us are perfect. You know, we're all striving to be better each day. But the reality is like we kind of landed on this gentleman concept that could that could remind us, that could, and hopefully inspire others. At the core of all of our original music, especially, we always like to write about universal principles, things that really can't be argued, can't be debated. It's like, it's things that are true, that people understand, regardless of race, religion, culture. We mentioned DARE just being one example. Everyone has a dream. Everyone has something bigger that they aspire to. And so the question is like, are you going to go out and achieve that? Are you going to go out and put in the work to do it? Or are you going to sit back and listen to the voice in your head saying that you can't do that?
Mm-hmm. And along with that, Brad, I think an important part of our group has been faith, really. I mean, we had no idea that it was going to be as fun as it has been. I mean, we were hoping that it would be a successful group. But just really striving for and working hard towards a goal, with faith, knowing that we could make it happen, you know, and trusting that we could make a positive impact and difference in people's lives.
Earlier, Casey said no one would enjoy watching a music video of just three white guys from Utah, but if you watch their music video for the song In a Blaze, it's precisely that. Bradley Quinn had the idea and helped produce the video, and Steven says the song was written around the phrase "Live life alive."
That song to us is all about living life to the fullest and making the moments that matter most count in our lives. So as we were developing concepts, we wanted it to be fun. We wanted it to include family. And so we thought, hey, why not? Like, what if we were to each take like a GoPro with us and go do some fun activities that we really enjoy out in nature or with family or whatnot? That's how it all came together. It was fun. We got some cool drone shots from our friend Jay Meyer, and it's a blast. Nothing more beautiful than Southern Utah, too, so.
With the musical ideas of the song first, and they felt so empowering and exciting, and I had in my head like how the orchestra was going to just be this explosive element in the song, and we were trying to figure out how can we say something that is along those lines of energetically going through life, having everything be very meaningful, doing things that are exciting and off the cuff and being fulfilled and all of that. How do we say that in a little bit of a different way? And so Live Life Alive was born. And then we wrote the song around that phrase.
You can find Gentry's music on their website, gentrymusic.com, on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Music. Thanks for joining me for this episode of In Tune, a BYU-Idaho radio podcast featuring LDS musicians and their music. Thanks for listening. Life is a gift. I won't let it slip.